Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you this morning for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your grace. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to see another beautiful Sunday morning. Prepare all of our hearts to worship you. Lord, some of us will be taking communion this morning, not only here, but across the country. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would empty us of self, help us to die daily, crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew, and fill us with the fullness and the power, the freedom and the liberty, the fruit of your Holy Spirit. And grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Lord, prepare our hearts to glorify your holy name today and to hear from you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, John Bloom said, "Don't give up on daily devotions. Don't whip through your daily devotions. Don't let them get crowded out by other demands. Brick upon brick, a building is built. Lesson upon lesson, a degree is earned. Stroke upon stroke, a painting is created. Your devotions may have seemed ordinary today, but God is making something extraordinary through it. Press on. Don't shortchange the process." With that powerful quote, let's pray. Holy Father God, we are weak and feeble. Fix that now. Holy Father God, we are weak and feeble, but we know that you're strong and mighty, and we desperately need your strength for the journey today. We are not shocked that the devil is already busy working against your work and trying to hinder your work. And he does this every Saturday going into Sunday, not only here but across the country and around the globe. And we are not ignorant, thankfully, we are not ignorant of his devices. So Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to be prayerful, and help us to be sober-minded, help us to be vigilant, and help us to stay focused on you and not get carried away by every little thing that the devil does and what devilish people do. Help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you, not only this morning, but throughout this day. And fill us with your perfect peace and your joy unspeakable. And Lord, we pray that you will help those who are workers in the church and who serve in the church to help others get into worship, to be on point, to stay focused, to do a great job for your glory and praise and honor. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts. Lord, from this devotional time in preparation for Bible study, Sunday school, as some call it, and morning worship services and evangelistic services. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would fall mightily upon your people here and everywhere who love you and who are willing to confess their sins and repent, and help all of us to do that in a very real sense. For those of us who are saved, wash our sins away in the precious blood of Christ and cleanse us, and make us whiter than snow. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to humble ourselves before you. For the problem is not the world, the problem is us. The problem is not ISIS, the problem is people who claim to be Christians. In the house of God, for judgment must begin in the house of God. Lord, let it start. Break, make and mold as you see fit. Clean out as you see fit. Lord, work in our hearts and lives first. Revive us again, and then make us to be the shining lights and witnesses you want us to be. And tragically, there are Judases in every church, Judases in every family, who seek to try to hinder your work. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would hold them at bay, for they seek to cause confusion. And we pray that you would block them as only you can. Surround us all with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire, and cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. And we also pray that all of the money that is being given to you today would be used only for your glory, praise, and honor. We pray that millions would hear the gospel. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. We pray for millions of Christians to confess their sins and repent and turn from their wicked ways. We pray for millions of dollars to come in for the work of the ministry, and not for ministers to live extravagant lifestyles. And so, Lord God in heaven, we pray, and we cast all of our care upon you, for we know that you care for us. We pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings upon this family, upon all other Christian families, upon all churches that love you and stand for you, and all people who have gotten saved through the ministry here, all people who have rededicated their life through the ministry here, all people who have sent in prayer requests, all people who have heard the gospel here but didn't get saved, save them. And to have your Holy Spirit not to give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. And Lord, we pray for all associates, family members, friends, and enemies. And Lord, we pray that you would have us to continue to find favor in your sight, even though we don't deserve it, and in the sight of other sinful people, and have other sinful people to find favor in our sight. We cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, join me in praying the common prayer, an old English prayer that I love. I love the words of it, and I did change some of the words of this prayer. And so join us in praying over this prayer, if you would. Almighty and most merciful Father, but only pray it if you mean it. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have sinned and we have strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no peace and joy in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou us, O God, who confess our sins, our faults, and our failures. Restore those of us who confess our sins and repent, according to thy promises, declared unto us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Our devotional passage today is Psalm 14, a very powerful passage. I pray that it will speak to your heart. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. I think that describes ISIS and Al-Qaeda and many others in Chicago as well. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. My, my, my. They are all gone aside. The they refers to we, all of us. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Hide it in our hearts. Have your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts from your holy word. And help us to confess our sins, our doubt, our unbelief. Confess our failures and our faults and our sins. And help us to repent as Christians and to get our hearts right with you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Regarding this passage, Warren Wiersbe writes in his commentary, the psalm, or rather this psalm, deals with the character and conduct of the practical atheist and adds to the messages of Psalm 10 and 12. The three psalms present a vivid picture of the ungodly, their proud and arrogant attitude, their deceitful words, their lies, their hypocrisy, and now their corrupt deeds. All that they are, say, and do comes from their arrogant and ignorant belief that there is no God. My, my, my. Beloved, with that said, join me in praying for those in governmental leadership, not only in America, but around the world. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for President Donald Trump. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, and life blessings upon his life. And we pray for wisdom, leadership, and guidance for him and all of those who work with him. We pray for Lady May, Prime Minister May in England, as she's facing a very difficult time. Lead God and direct her. We pray for Vice President Mike Pence with these same blessings. First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence. We pray for all previous presidents that they would do the right thing and help this present president, for only they know what he's going through, to be the best that he can be. We pray for the presidential aides, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, Rick Dearborn. We pray for the leaders, these same blessings, salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings upon them, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in their lives. Leaders of federal agencies, such as Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, state governors, Michigan Governor, Rick Snyder, city mayors, North Las Vegas, Nevada, Mayor John L. or John J. Lee. We pray for U.S. Senators and Representatives, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, all law enforcement officials, leaders of nations around the world, Vietnam President Truong Tan Sang and Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung. Lord, rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from these leaders and from their minds, that they will make the right decisions and do the right things so that we can live peaceably in our various communities. And I want you all to start putting the police chief's names up, as well as the sheriff's. Not the deputies, but the sheriffs of every county, police chief of every city by name. We want to pray for them as well. And we pray for the police officers on the beat. We thank you for them, for they risk their lives for us every day. Surround them with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. And the Lord save their souls. We pray for church leadership across the country and around the globe. We pray now for the leaders of the National Baptist Convention, another organization that is in good position to help bring about revival and awakening in the country with your anointing, with your grace and your blessings. We pray for special assistant to the President, Matthew Canada. We pray for current events that are happening around the world. And we pray for the families of seven people killed just last night in England, 48 people injured in London terror attack. We pray that you would heal those who are injured, comfort all of the families affected. No doubt across the country of Great Britain and then around the world. We pray, Lord, for the families of over 90 people killed in Kabul, Afghanistan, a suicide blast. Comfort them as only you can. Help them as only you can. And where humans can help, through such organizations as Samaritan's Purse, which we are privileged and blessed to be able to give to, and as well as World Vision and others, Lord, help them to be able to meet the needs and the demands. Holy Father God, we pray for the families of 36 people killed in Manila, Philippines, in a casino fire. We pray for the parents of 15 children who died from botched measles vaccination. What a painful tragedy, Lord, there in South Sudan. Heal their souls. Heal their spirits, for I am certain they're still crying over this. Comfort them, Lord, as only you can, but draw all of them to yourself. Draw all of those left behind to Jesus so that they can come to know your Savior. We pray for the provision of food and clean water to 20 million starving in South Sudan, famine. Lord, help the agencies that are equipped to help add more agencies to the cause. And Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the modern day David, the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu. We also pray for persecuted Christians around the world, that you would comfort them in their pain as only you can, and protect them and provide for them and prepare them with your grace for what they might have to go through and what we might have to go through as well. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have sent in prayer requests to us. We pray for Cheryl, heal her mother of cancer. We pray for Tammy, bless her financially. We pray for Nalo, bless her and her children and deliver them from financial struggles. Heal her of the constant pain that rack her body. Help her to forgive her husband for abandoning them and to move on with her life. Help her to love her children and herself. Be spiritually healthy and be devoted to you. Lord God in heaven, we pray for Tanya. Bring healing to her and her daughter, and have their desires to be fulfilled. Have her enemy who has harassed her for 7 years to be removed from the complex that she's living in. We pray for Rhonda. Protect her from all attacks of the enemy on her current job, and give her favor with man in all tasks set before her. Provide her a new job doing work that she enjoys and making income that will allow her to do more in her life for her family and for your kingdom. Continue to do a work in her and bring a godly Christian man into her life to marry. This year is her request. We pray that you'll help her to be a godly Christian wife. We pray for Roby. Give her healing in her mind and body. Deliver her from depression. We pray for Lois. Meet her urgent financial need. We pray for Teresa. Bless her personally, professionally, and in every relationship. Take the heart of stone from her heart and grant her a new heart. Renew your Holy Spirit within her. Help her to truly value herself. And give her wisdom and help her to value you, of course, ultimately and more. We pray for Mark. Give him a closer walk with you. We pray for Dolores. Have 100% of her Social Security benefits to be released, and all finances, including VA, to be released as soon as possible. Provide her with her own place to live. We pray for Jordan. Give him and his family members with a financial breakthrough to meet all obligations, including rent, food, and utilities. Give them emotional and spiritual healing for doors to open for them to be able to move out of Las Vegas, Nevada, to a place where you will lead and ordain for them to go. We pray for David. Deliver Elena from all problems and be with her 11 children. We commit these souls into your hands, dear Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for them. And we pray now for the people who have trusted you as Savior. We pray for Sheik. We pray for Frank, Joshua, Lucas, Janyalu, Jasmine, and Motaz. We commit these souls into your hands. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Help us to be help us, Lord, to be the disciplers of the disciples, and to help them to get to where they need to be spiritually. And Lord, we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for Stephen, Michaela, Wayne, Danette, Sylvester, Suleiman, Tammy. We commit these souls into your hands as well. Help them to stand firm and strong in the faith. We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake, amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do our devotional reading, which we do every morning. This devotional reading is titled Courageous Prayer. Courageous Prayer by A.W. Tozer, one of my favorite writers, Christian writers of all time. I cut my teeth on him as a young Christian, and I can understand him more now, and I get more out of it now than I did when I was a young Christian, of course. He goes on to say, in a world like ours, courage is an indispensable virtue. The coward may snivel in his corner, but the brave man takes the prize. And in the kingdom of God, courage is as necessary as it is in the world. The timid soul is as pitiable on his knees as he is in society. When entering the prayer chamber, we must come filled with faith and armed with courage. Nowhere else in the whole field of religious thought and activity is courage so necessary as in prayer. Allow me to repeat that. I want you to get this, because this is so true. Nowhere else in the whole field of religious thought and activity is courage so necessary as in prayer. The successful prayer must be one without condition. We must believe that God is love, and that being love, he cannot harm us, but must ever do us good. Amen, somebody. Then we must throw ourselves before him and pray with boldness for whatever we know our good and his glory require, and the cost is no object. Whatever he in his love and wisdom would assess against us, we will accept with delight because it pleased him. Prayers like that cannot go unanswered. The character and reputation of God guarantee their fulfillment. We should always keep in mind the infinite loving kindness of God. No one need fear to put his life in his hands. No one need fear to put his life in his hands. No one need fear to put his life in his hands. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, give us courage in prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, and you happened upon us today as it is the case being on the internet in 100 in every country of the world, and I don't think we do the devotional in 100 languages. Maybe we should. But certainly all of the sermons are done that way. And wherever you are in the world and you happen upon us, if you have never trusted Christ as Savior, allow me to share with you what Jesus Christ said in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that's good news in light of the fact that we are all sinners. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and therefore we deserve eternal hell as punishment. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13 that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin, and saved from the eternal punishment of sin in a place called hell. Dear friend, if you believe right now, if you want to believe in your heart and trust Jesus Christ as Savior and be saved from sin and hell, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you pray with me right now, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died for you, was buried, and rose again? I'll be glad to lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer. Just repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked and undone sinner, and that I have broken your commandments. I cannot save myself. So I now believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, I know that you are sitting at the right hand of the Father. Please come into my heart and save my soul. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and going through what you went through for me. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for making the gospel free. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Change me on the inside. And help me to repent of all of my sins and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. This is how I got saved, December the 19th, 1979. This is how anyone else ever got saved. And so welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.